My name is Ondřej Kučera, and I'd like to take the rest of the time to talk about a project called STIX, which is an electronic exercise book of Czech based on Prague Dependency Tree Bank. These are the contents I would like to talk about. So first, some short introduction, mostly why we decided to do this project. Then about the path we had to take to build the exercise book. We had to do some filtering, then some transformation of trees, and then about the final product called STIX. What was our motivation? Well, simply, children today normally uses computers for whatever reason. I don't know, they play games, they... Okay. They play games, they chat on the internet, they surf on the internet, whatever. We thought, why couldn't they learn on computers, exercise Czech language, because we know they wouldn't do it as eagerly as play games or something, but on the other hand, they have to learn that in schools anyway, and they have to exercise it, so we thought maybe for some of them at least it would be easier or more fun to do it on computer than do it the traditional way with some book. What was our goal? Of course, we are not first with the thought of exercise book of electronic exercise book of Czech. There are existing products. But we analyzed them, and we found out that when it comes to morphology and syntax, they usually have only very simple exercises. For example, when dealing with syntax, they do not go further than to use syntactic functions. What they do not do is to create the syntactic tree of the sentence. Not other product than our exercise book does that. So in this way, we're kind of unique, at least among Czech exercise books. What we have to do if we want to build an exercise book of practically any language? First, we have to decide how we are going to do this. We can do it either manually or automatically. So what it means, if we do it manually, we've got very hard work ahead of us, because first we have to choose all the sentences or make them up, read them in newspapers, books, whatever. But then we have to annotate them. We have to add the linguistic information, morphology and syntax, which means that we are bound to make a lot of mistakes because it's really hard work. Also, we usually end up with a limited number of sentences. I don't know, tens, maybe hundreds, but not more. Also, usually we tend to pick simple sentences, not really reflecting the real usage of the language, we can find in, I don't know, spoken language or in newspapers, some really difficult sentences, we probably would not choose them. What we can do if we do not want to do it manually, we can try to build the exercise book automatically. When we can do this? Well, only if we have the annotated data. For example, some annotated linguistic corpus. The advantages of this solution are clear. The work of choosing of all the sentences is already done by somebody else. Also, the work of annotating them is already done. Also, if the corpus is built correctly, then the data that the sentences in it usually reflect the real usage of the language. And the bigger the corpus is, the bigger our exercise book can be. So the number of sentences in this exercise book corresponds to the number of sentences in the corpus. In our case, we picked the Prague dependency tree bank. You probably already know all about this, so I just want to repeat some key things about Prague dependency tree bank, which are key to our project. The Prague dependency tree bank is annotated on three layers: morphological, analytical, and tectogrammatical. We need all the information of all the three layers, so we used the sentences that were annotated on all the three layers. The inner data format of PDT is PML, you already know that. But not everything was that simple, as I already said, because, for example, Prague dependency tree bank allows to annotate any Czech sentence. But in the schools, we teach only some simple rules of parsing sentences. Only simple sentences can be parsed by the children. We cannot just give them any sentence we can think of. So we have to filter the input sentences and leave only such sentences that the children can process. For example, we had to remove too complex or too long sentences, or sentences containing some marginal language phenomena. Also, the analytical layer of PDT in many ways differs from the syntax we teach children in schools. We had to do some transformation on the trees to make the trees more like what the children are used to, or in the best way we could, exactly the same way as they are taught that in school. So this picture should demonstrate what we had to do. On the left, there's the Prague dependency tree bank. The sentence is annotated on all the three layers. We took the bottom rectangle, and that was our candidate set of sentences. Then we had to filter them using the program filter sentences. That's the bar on the right. Then we did the transformations, and that's how we ended up with the exercise book. Then we used the program Charon, anyone can use the program Charon to create exercises, and then use the program Styx to actually exercise the morphology and the syntax. Filtering of the sentences, we ended up with 9 different filters. We started with almost 50,000 sentences, and after we did all the filtering, we removed all the sentences we didn't want to have in the exercise book. We ended up with 11,705 sentences, which is about 24% of what we started with. Then we had to do the transformations. We defined some three basic operations on nodes of the tree, and our particular transformations consisted of combining of these three operations and then some rules for modification of the syntactic functions. I've got just one example, because we do not have time to do it properly, transformation after transformation. It's not very well seen on the picture, but I guess you can imagine the edges that are not shown. Anyway, on the left, that's the tree as it is in Prague dependency tree bank. It is a screenshot from Thread, which you saw a couple of minutes ago. And on the right, it's a tree of how we want to show the sentence to the children, because this is the form they are used to from schools. We decided to do the implementation in programming language Java, mostly because it is the programming language I know most about, but also for the reasons of easy portability. and also for the reason of presence of SWT library, which stands for Standard Widget Toolkit, and it is a toolkit which provides native look and feel for users on any platform we wanted to port the sticks to. So for example, on Windows, the application really looks like and behaves like any other Windows application, or Linux, it looks like GTK application and so on. I've got some examples. So this is how it looks like on Windows, and this is how the same program might look like on Linux using GTK. Again, this screenshot obviously doesn't look as good as on my computer, but I don't know why. The filtering was done using a program called Filter Sentences. It is a simple command line program used for applying of the filters. It reads the input data in PML format. Then each sentence is tested by some filter, and output data contain the sentences that were kept by the filter. Again, the output is also in PML format. So we took all the sentences, processed them by the first filter, then we took the result, processed that by the second filter, and so on. Then we have a program called Cairon. It's kind of administrative program. It loads all the sentences available, and it's meant to be used by the teachers or maybe the students themselves, but usually by the teachers, to create the exercises, because the program loads all the available sentences, and then the user selects the sentences that he or she likes and put those in the desired exercise. In the end, the user can save the exercise and use it later. The program looks like this. In the left part, you can see all the possible sentences, all the available sentences. When you select a sentence, you see the transform tree in the middle part, and also in the upper middle part, you can see the morphology of the sentence, and on the right part, on the right side, that's where you create your exercise. So you add sentences to the right part, and when you're finished, when you feel this is the exercise you want, you save it. Sticks is the exercise book itself. It simply loads the saved exercise previously created in Cairon and allows the user to exercise, to practice the morphology and the syntax. When you first load the exercise, it might look like this. This exercise contains only two sentences. Again, you can practice the morphology in the upper part and build the syntactic tree in the lower part simply by dragging the nodes through the screen, and when you drop one node onto another, you create the dependency edge. So in the end, you can create something like this. When you said that the word is verb in some kind of form, and you filled all the other morphological information, and you build the tree like this. When you feel that you're done, that the exercise is already okay, you can check your results, and you see a window like this. Again, in the upper part, you see the morphology, and you see what you chose as the correct answers, and you also see what the correct answers really are. When the row is blue, it means it's okay. When it's red, it means there was a mistake. Then you can see the syntax as it should be and as you did it under it. So again, when you see a red edge, it means it was incorrect. When you see a blue edge, it was correct. And I think that's about everything. This is our homepage of the project. You can look there. You can download the program. There are also some sample sentences, so you can download them too and try the exercises. And I just want to ask if there are any questions.
First, I have to say that it's a very interesting and useful program, and I would like to ask you, you say that you use also the technogrammatical layer, but the program is just for the training morphology and syntax, so what's for?
Yes, the answer is that some information needed for correct practicing of syntax as it is taught in schools is in PDT contained on the textogrammatical layer. So, for example, verb aspect. Also, we needed that for correct filtering because it's kind of hard to recognize. Complex sentence containing more than just one clause, and we needed the textogrammatical layer to do that.
How many sentences are available for the exercise?
11,705, I guess. Yes.
It's how many percent from the full textogrammatical sentences?
That's this slide, 24%.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yes, I would like to ask you. Would you please show us how the pupils do the exercise?
I might try that. I'm not sure if it works because it's also under development, and I just hope I didn't break anything. So this is some sample exercise. I think that's the exercise that was on the slides. And for example, I can say that so is, I'm sorry, it's in Czech. It's verb. Its person is third, its number is plural, its tense is percent, thank you, and this I don't know what's in, voice is active, and then, which is much easier with mouse, you can do something like this. And also, when you want to assign syntactic function, you do this. And when you assign subject and verb, something like this happens. And if I wanted to check the exercise right now, even though it's incomplete, I see some summary of what was right, what was wrong, and I can see that I had all the edges right, but I'm missing some syntactic functions. And when it comes to the morphology of the one word I picked, I had everything okay. So. Anything else? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if there are no other questions, just for the sake of my curiosity, why do you associate learning Czech with Charon and Styx?
Yeah, well, I think that's at least the third time I have this question. I do not actually associate that with those, but I needed some some name for the project, and I couldn't think of anything good enough and also not already taken. So I was, I don't know how long it took me to pick the name Sticks, but after I had that and I wrote the other program, the administrative program, then I thought, well, once I started with Sticks, I should continue in the same way, so I picked Cairn. So I guess, yeah.
Does it mean that if we are a champ, we best to Elysium?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
So I guess thank you for listening.